Hello, everybody. Cab Marty Brill here. I'm going to set the scene for the fishing weekend coming up. Some changes in some fishing, some current events to talk about. I'll be right back.
Red Drum Tackle in Buxton is the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras. And being the closest tackle shop to Cape Point, Red Drum Tackle has been welcoming fishermen to Hatteras Island with a wide selection of bait and tackle, skilled custom rod builds, rod and reel repair, expert knowledge and information since 1974. Red Drum Tackle knows how, when, and where to fish. To acquire this fishing brain power, visit them online at reddrumtackle.com. Red Drum Tackle, the oldest complete tackle shop at Cape Hatteras and the closest to Cape Point in Buxton.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at elsobx.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
Okay, here we go. Let's start out with a little information for some of y'all that might be looking to learn more about fishing, like as far as how-to stuff, or someone to take you fishing where you could share expenses. Just some great fellowship. The Outer Banks Anglers Club is a great local fishing club, a non-political fishing club that's gathered together at a very affordable rate, and it's just to have fun, partner up. They have their next meeting on Monday, February 26th at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:15, and the guest speaker will be Chris Lee, Captain Chris Lee, from the North Carolina Marine Patrol, the North Carolina Division of Marine Fisheries. He's our senior in command in our area. Real nice guy, a very knowledgeable fisherman, as well as a fisheries manager. And he's always received really well there. That will be, again, this coming Monday at 7 p.m. And a lot of discussion, some how-to stuff on fishing, some fisheries regulation, other changes to the fishery. So all that will be going on up there. And all meetings take place at the Kearns P. Pitt Center in Southern Shores. I'll give you a link in just a minute for how you can get more information. But also coming up for that group, for the Outer Banks Angler Club, is the annual catfish tournament on March the 23rd. Weigh in at 2 p.m. at the Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. And then following that, for members, oysters and shrimp roast. Need to make sure your dues are paid up. I think the dues are like 25 bucks a year. So go ahead and get signed up now, and you can go have a little fun with them at the catfish tournament and a nice little cookout as well. So for contact information for that, you would go to OuterBanksAnglersClub.com or look them up on Facebook in the same way, Outer Banks Angler Club, Anglers Club. So that's all what's going on with the Outer Banks Anglers Club, a group I think a lot of. As far as our fishing report, not a lot to report. It breezed up today. Even though we did have a couple boats offshore the last few days, it was tuna fishing slowed way down. The big eyes that were roaming everywhere seemed to have mostly disappeared. A few yellow fins, a couple of I might have said big eyes, I meant to say blue fins, still being seen, but all that has slowed down, and a lot of the boats now are in the boatyard, so the effort has been a little bit minimal. Back in towards the surf, also very slow, just some diehards picking away at a few skates and sharks. It was a red drum, puppy drum, or two caught this week, but not anything to write home about. Inshore fishing, back in the sound, also very breezy, but the specks are there. You just need to be really careful and keep in mind how cold the water temperature is, despite of what the air temperature might warm up to. Still really necessary to have good safety gear, file a float plan, let everybody know where you're at and when you're coming home. Far as the inland fishing, it's a slowdown on the crappie and perch fishing in the canals and in the lakes. That seems to follow along with everything else this week, which mostly has all slowed down. And I talked to Luke Midget at Insane Seafood, get an update yesterday on the shrimping in our local shrimp season, which just was a great season this year and ran all the way up into February. Seems to be over finally. So everything will regroup and we'll get back to shrimping late June, early July, and we'll hopefully have another season like the last two. So keep all that in mind. And by the way, we have numerous tournaments coming up through the summer, some of them starting as early as May. And if you need tips or things like that on how you can get involved, be a volunteer or participate, just stay tuned to right here and I'll be updating you as we get more information. So go wet a line. You're not going to catch them in the motel room. That's my report for you this morning.